I am Joyce's youngest son, Nate, and I am in good company with Timothy in the Bible because my mother taught me the Word as her mother taught her. And so this is the greatest honor of my life to fulfill her wish and deliver this sermon here today. However, it's also an overwhelming challenge. So allow me a moment to separate myself from the situation so that I might emotionally be able to deliver this message. Mark chapter 10, and they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But Jesus saw it, and he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children, let the little children come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms and put his hands on them and blessed them. For her entire life, Joyce Moss lived out the example of Jesus in his words to these little children, Come unto me. There's something that's so important that Joyce taught, not just in the words that she said, but in the life that she lived. It's that God is not looking for the smartest person in the world. He's not looking for the wealthiest people in the world. He's not looking for the most eloquent, the most learned. What God is looking for is the heart. In Matthew chapter 18, it says, At that same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him. And set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoso shall receive such an one, a little child in my name, receiveth me. We like to think of ourselves as having knowledge. We like to think of ourselves as understanding how the world works. But more important than that, and Joyce instilled knowledge in every child she interacted with. But even with that, there was a sense that she just lived out that there's something even more important than that knowledge. We need to humble ourselves. In Luke chapter 18, it says, And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. And I think this parable encapsulates this message. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes unto heaven, but smote him upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called unto them and said, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, shall in no wise enter therein. All we need to do is to humble ourselves, to cry out to God and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. All her life, Joyce's passion was this message. Missions and sharing the gospel, but especially children, and sharing this message with children was her passion. And she would tell the stories of the Bible. She would tell of the days of creation and have each day, day one, God said, let there be light. And she would have a craft for the children so they could make something they could see. Because what she was doing is instilling in these children the truth that God has created everything. And she would tell the story of Adam and Eve in that beautiful garden without any sin. And it was so perfect, that garden. But Adam and Eve, they disobeyed God. And because they disobeyed God, sin came into the world. And you and I, we're all born with a sin nature. And you and I, we each have sin in our hearts. And oh, she would tell the stories of Jesus. How Jesus came down as a little baby to that manger. And she would bring these stories to life, how the innkeeper would be there and Joseph would knock on the door and the innkeeper would say, there is no room. We have no room. No room for Jesus. But then she would tell the stories of how Jesus performed so many miracles and he healed the sick and he gave sight to the blind and he fed so many thousands. And she would tell of that dark day when Jesus went to the cross. And they nailed him there on that cross, and he shed his blood to pay the price for your sin and for my sin. But oh, he didn't stay dead. Because she would tell those stories of Jesus' resurrection and how the disciples would come to the grave and there they found just the clothing. Where was Jesus? And the two angels who said, he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. And I think her favorite part was to tell about heaven. The streets of gold, the many mansions, the river that flowed with jewels and precious stones. One of the passages she had me memorize was John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The truth that she taught in the way that she lived is simple. Let the little children come unto me. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Two days before her passing, Joyce mustered all the strength left in her body to sit up and look at her two youngest grandchildren and tell them that in a few days she was going to go to heaven. And she wanted more than anything else for them to know how to get there too. In her life, she made thousands of wordless books. We sat as a family and said, there's no way we could count how many of these she made. Thousands and thousands of these books that went all over the world and reached many, 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 many people. The wordless book is a simple thing. It's a book. But it has no words, just colors. The black page tells us that we all have sin in our hearts. We've all done things that displease God. And so we can't be with God in heaven because we've all done things that are wrong, and God can't have any sin in heaven. But the red page, well, that tells us about Jesus' blood. Do you know, Jesus died on the cross because he loved every one of you so much that he gave his life and he died on the cross and shed his blood. You know what his blood does? It makes our heart white as snow. It cleans our heart. And when our hearts are clean, well, then we can go to the gold page. You know what the gold page is? The gold page, that's about heaven. You know what heaven's like? Heaven has many mansions in it and streets of gold. And God is there. And we can spend our whole eternity with God in heaven. And the green page means that God wants us to grow. He wants us to grow every day to be more like Jesus. To grow up and to be strong, but to live more for him every day. Matthew chapter 11, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed right, it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Do you know that Joyce is now rejoicing with Jesus in heaven? She can see him face to face. And there is a real peace that awaits for you and I when we, in childlike faith, believe.